Good morning. This morning's scripture is taken from Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. This is the word of the Lord.
The Beatitudes of Jesus, our theme for this summer time together. And from Matthew's Gospel then. Now when he, Jesus, saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Let us pray. Oh God, may our hearts be yours this day. May our minds be yours to fill. And may our lives be yours to bless. In Jesus' name, amen. If you haven't caught it yet this summer, the Beatitudes of Jesus found in Matthew 5 are counter everything that we think and believe. And so we have to fight against our own mind, against ourselves, so that these words can find their truth in our lives. This is not logic. This does not come naturally. My goodness, the world would never, never, never give us these words to live by. This is a world of success and achievement, where the rich are rewarded and the powerful are rewarded, and people claim life because of their effort and muscle and mind, strength and ability. And then Jesus comes and just turns all of this upside down. The truth is that our lives are not dependent upon what we have, what we hold, what we can do. Our lives come to us in a completely different way. Now, I know that some of you probably tried to win the lotto this last week. I told my wife, I said, "I think it's up to $1 billion. And you know what she said? "Somebody's got to win." I guess she wanted me to go put down $2 for a ticket. Somebody did. I think they're from Illinois. They stopped in a Speedway gas station. They put down $2. They put down six numbers. And whoever it was became a billionaire. I know the chances are 1 in 300 million that you can do that, but somebody's got to win, right? And just imagine what you can do with $1 billion Oh, my mind just goes wild. You can buy your own jet plane. You can go to the World Series and the Super Bowl every year. Why, you could buy your children and your grandchildren a mansion of their own with a swimming pool and tennis courts if you have $1 billion. And then Jesus comes along and teaches the Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The pure in heart are the people who want one thing. That's what pure in heart means. To want one thing. And so we have to fight against ourselves and against what the world tells us, what success looks like. We have to fight against those because we want many things. We want many things, don't we? We have to fight that in our own lives, all the things that we want. That explains why the TV preachers, the prosperity gospel folks, God bless them. God bless the TV preachers, okay? God bless the TV preachers. But I want you to know that they promise blessings on earth. They tell us that if we just believe it, if we just claim it, that God is just waiting in the wings. God can't wait to give us these blessings if we will just believe it and claim it. And of course, send them some money, that won't hurt, but this is the prosperity gospel. But of course, we have no idea what we need. That's why we're here today, to find out what we need. We have no idea what we need. The book of Romans, Paul writes in one of his parts of that letter to the church, he said, we don't even know what to pray for. And so the Holy Spirit has to come and has to rescue our prayers because we don't know what to pray for. We don't know what our deepest needs are. And the Holy Spirit takes these broken prayers, these partial prayers, these imperfect prayers, these self-serving prayers, and the Holy Spirit lifts them up to God the Creator. And our prayer becomes a perfect prayer. Because we don't have the slightest idea of what we need. The text we had read for us this morning from Philippians is a pure in heart text. Paul says in that text, he says, I've given up on my dreams. Well, he doesn't say that, but it can be read into that text. But he says, I've lost everything. But you don't hear it as a complaint. He's not complaining to the church that he's lost everything. said, I've lost everything, and I count it, and there's various ways to translate the word, garbage, rubbish. And then he goes on to say this pure in heart peace. I count everything as loss that I might gain Christ. You see how that text is a pure in heart text. That Paul is saying, there's one thing that I need. And having received that one thing, I have received everything. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, because resurrection and cross are always held together. Paul is saying, by having this one thing, I have everything. Now, I want to say something that's very audacious here. More audacious than the prosperity gospel folks would dare to say. It's what we sang in our hymn. That if we put one thing first, then we can then allow God to make every other thing available according to our needs. That's an audacious thing to say. That God will supply our every need, as the hymn we just sang, to believe that. Not everything that we want, not our dreams come true. Listen carefully. Everything that we need to reach the place that God wants us to go will be supplied, will be given. And we don't have to worry about that. We can be like the lilies of the field, you see. We can just live in the freedom and in the joy and in the providence of God. The providence of God is that God will provide everything that we need to reach the place that God is leading us to go. Now, just to finish this, there is kind of a P.S. When Paul writes here, he uses a word. He said, I've lost everything, and I consider it, there's a Greek word there. It's only used once in the Bible. Once in the whole New Testament, Greek New Testament. This word is only used one time. He said, I've lost everything, and I consider it, and our English translations clean up the word. You know what I mean? They clean it up, rubbish, garbage. Literally, Paul is saying, I've lost everything, and then he uses a vulgar word, a vulgar word. It's skubala. That's the word in Greek, and it's vulgar. And it means, and I'm not going to say the vulgar word, because you wouldn't invite me back. I would never be in this pulpit again. He says, I've lost everything, and I consider it to be fecal matter, feces, crap. I'm not going to say the word, but you know what the word is. That I may gain Christ. And once having gained Christ, the power of his resurrection, then to live in the confidence and in the freedom and the joy that God will provide every day, every moment, when the most important thing is the first thing. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. Amen.